I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1348. It's a Wonderful Life. With Thanksgiving in the rearview mirror, the world moves on to Christmas, and so let's talk about my favorite Christmas movie. It's a Wonderful Life is an oldie but a goodie, as my dad would say. Jimmy Stewart is George Bailey, the archetypal good guy. He loves his family. He learns giving from his dad. He's a stand-up guy for the little guy or gal. He puts other people ahead of himself. But there's a devil on his shoulder that's tempting him to try to plan a future that he thinks would be a wonderful life, but maybe not. This podcast, as you know, is about the two greatest commandments ever given, to love God and to love others. And here's the key, in our everyday life, not the life that isn't there yet or might never be. In the movie, the good guys and the villains are all there. Love and hate, giving and greed, dreams and disaster. You can find it all. And George Bailey has dreams, too, of getting out of old Bedford Falls and seeing the world, the big world, the real world, and making something important of himself and doing important things. And when his dreams don't come true, George goes to a bridge, thinking he's going to end it all. And that's when Clarence, an angel in training, shows him the difference that his life has made in his hometown. Now, if he'd gone traveling, as the devil kept telling him to, mean old Mr. Potter would have ruined Bedford Falls and countless lives in the process. Realizing his sacrifices have been worthwhile, George asks God for a second chance, and he gets it. Spoiler alert, George comes back to right where he was. He's about to lose his home, and the townspeople all hear about it, and they chip in, and they show up at his door, and they save the day with giving and singing. It's T2G for sure, and it's a tearjerker. But here's the bigger point. When George Bailey finally discovers that loving others and allowing them to love him right where he is, that that's what it's all about, that's when he starts enjoying his wonderful life. Here's the great question. Are you able to see your life as wonderful right now? Right here? Or do you think it will only be wonderful when you die someday? Or some other time? Or when something else is true for you? Let's pray. Father, It's a Wonderful Life reminds us of the power of love and community and miracles that can happen in our everyday lives. Thank you, Lord, for the precious gift of life, for friends and family who surround us, for the love that we receive and give. Help us to see the beauty in ordinary moments, to cherish the simple joys, to find contentment in the present. Just as George Bailey discovered that his life had a profound impact on people around him, help us to realize that our existence, our love that we share, impacts others as well. Lord, grant us the wisdom and the strength to embrace the challenges and uncertainties that life brings, because they're coming or they're already here. Help us to be grateful for love that surrounds us and inspire us to have the same generous T2G spirit that George Bailey did. May we find our wonderful life, not in the pursuit of grand achievements, but in the simplicity of loving and being loved right where we are. As we enter this holiday season, help us to open our hearts to one another, to offer kindness, to support those in need, to remember that it's through acts of love and compassion that we truly can make the world a better place. God, we pray for the grace to live each day as if it were a wonderful gift, for in doing so we honor your divine plan and we experience the true essence of the Christmas season. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1349, and in the meantime, here's a few extras from the movie. Philip Van Doren Stern wrote It's a Wonderful Life in 1939, after it came to him in a dream. The story was originally called The Greatest Gift, and in 1946, the movie by Frank Capra was nominated for 5 Oscars, and what's amazing is it won none. I pray this holiday season that we're entering, I pray that you and I will find creative ways to love and to be loved. And in doing so, we too can enjoy our wonderful life.